Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, boo. So, welcome to Curves and Cocktails. I'm so happy to have you here with me today. I want to introduce everyone to the Girl Podcast.
Yes, hey, guys.
Yes. So, I'm just really excited. We've been knowing each other for years, and we've just decided to launch our podcast this year, and it's the perfect time to collab, and hopefully everyone loves this episode.
Yes.
All right. So, what are we talking about today?
Oh, Lord, we got a number of things we talking about, child. We're talking about normalizing plus sizes and, the community with plus size and stuff. We're talking about, I guess, not body shaming per se. We're talking about sizes that are, we can be exclusive, basically. It don't have to be, one size, we're clicking over here and then the other size clicking over here. We're just going to talk about exclusivity and like plus size communities. And then we're also going to talk about one size not fitting all. And also some other topics that you went over. You said we can talk about plus size shapes and stuff like that. And I don't know, like, are we gonna talk about sex as far as being plus size? We can do
I
that.
mean, I can always talk about sex and being plus
Absolutely.
size, because, and it's funny because I have two different versions of sex with me. Like when I was skinnier and now that I'm bigger. So, yeah, we can touch on that a little
All right,
bit.
I like that. And then the last topic we're gonna get into is if you can get a BBL or VSG, would you?
All right, so let's get started. We got a little bit to talk about.
Yes, we do. So the first thing is normalizing all sizes, especially plus size. So how do you feel about that? Like,
Now, when we're saying that, are we talking about like as far as clothing stores? Like when you go to Forever 21, we have the regular sizes and we have the plus size?
yeah, I think along those lines, like, how do you feel about normalizing all sizes?
How can I say this? I'm okay with the segregation with the clothes because honestly, I'm not trying to sift through a lot of shit. Like, just like how we have petite, we got regular sizes, we got plus sizes. I don't want to have to go to the store and like all the shirts are together from sizes 0 to 24 and all the pants are together and all the dresses. Like, I don't mind it because it makes it easier and it makes me more comfortable as a shopper to go into the store and like, okay, cool, that's my size. Because I remember one time I went into the store and these girls, they were standing next to me and they were like, oh my God, we don't belong here. This is the big sizes.
Oh, God.
And and it really hurt my feelings, but they were like little skinny bitches. I'm not mad, but it was just like, wow, like people really think like that. Like, and it was just like hearing somebody say like, ew, this isn't my size. I don't know. It just triggered me a little bit, but I got over it because, people are gonna think how they want to think. So,
Right.
how do you feel?
I think that normalizing all sizes is a great thing. But I feel along the same lines as you. But although I do feel the same things that you're feeling, I do sometimes feel like when I go to the store, sometimes I don't find things in my size because I don't know, me and you are along the same size, so we're like on that cusp where it's like, all right, we could probably get away with an extra large, but sis, like, what if I really want that in like a 2X so I can wear it baggy? Like, sometimes we don't find things in our sizes, so it's like, all right, these jeans might look cute on a girl that's size 2, but damn, like, can y'all make a size 18, 16 for me? Like,
You're right. And I
so
don't like that.
yeah,
I
I
feel like,
don't.
yeah, for a long time they made plus size clothes so damn ugly. We had to
Yes.
literally get what we can get, and everybody else got cute ass dresses and cute ass pants. But I remember when Tory came about, I was like, oh my gosh, finally a store like I can shop at that has like fashionable clothing. But Tory was extremely expensive. Mm-hmm. Like a pair of pants, and I was like, what, in high school? A pair of pants was like $67.
Yes.
A shirt was like $40. And it's like, I don't recall where I was shopping before. Honestly, maybe Walmart. Maybe I really don't remember where I used to shop as for. Oh, it was like Ross and TJ Maxx and stuff like that. So actually being able to go to the mall and experience shopping like was fun for me.
Yeah, I used to, I'm probably telling my age, but my grandma used to take me shopping because she was in her plus size era too. Mm-hmm. So when I was growing up, she would take me to this store called Fashion Bug. I don't know if anybody remember
that. Yes. It was on Colonial.
Girl, yes. My grandma used to take me there. She's like, girl, put these jeans on. I'm like, grandma, this stuff is for you. Like, this is granny stuff. This ain't stuff for no teenage girl. Like, I'm going to school with Fashion Bug stuff on, and people looking at me like, girl, that's your, you do shop for your grandma's closet or something? So I remember it being like that. Like, if we wanted to shop, they made plus size stores. Like, and nowadays they don't do that. It's like, all right, sis, whatever is on this rack, you're going to get what's on this rack. And it kind of made it difficult for plus size women to be able to go and shop and be like, all right, bet this fits and it's in a style that is, you know, common for everybody.
Mm-hmm. So, I do remember them having like little bit of stores. I feel like Ashley's or something, just like random little stores here and there. But definitely we do have it better now. Thank God.
Yeah.
Like I do a lot of online shopping. I don't care to go into the mall. I don't really care to do that unless it's like maybe Rainbow. I swing in there, but sometimes Rainbow has ugly clothes, period.
Yeah.
So especially my style is very sexy and it's just not a lot of stuff in the store for me. So I rather online shop. We do have great selections. And so we've come a long way.
Yes.
But you know, we still got a long way to go, especially with higher end designers that are not catering to plus size women. That is another step because I'm pretty sure plus size women will spend them coins if they can find like Valentino and Gucci and Prada and all those other places. You know, I wish they would cater to us more too. So, oh child, that's why it's so much knockoffs.
Yep, exactly. Knockoffs.
Let me find a 2X Gucci bathing suit for $49.99. I'm going to put it on.
Absolutely. I'm gonna order that shit too. Like, all right, yeah, I did get this
one. Yes.
Knowing darn well I ain't get it because they ain't making it in our size.
Right. So
hey, you gotta get in where you fit in. So
yeah. We do have a long way to go still.
Yes.
But how do you feel about, you know, being a size 14 plus size and being a size 20 plus size, but it's like competition?
That's the next topic. That's funny. Right. I sort of feel like, bitch, we all fat. Like, like we have rolls, we have chub rub. Like, shoot, I walk in my legs and my thighs rub. Like, we all got dimples and stuff like that. It's not like, oh, because I'm a size or two smaller than you that you can't sit with us. We should all be able to eat together. You get what I'm saying? It shouldn't be a part where, oh, you can't come to our expo or you can't come to our little dinner because you're not a size 18 plus. Like, it shouldn't be like that.
Right. I feel like when I used to do YouTube and I was really, really heavy and then I end up like losing a lot of weight, it was just like, well, you're not plus size anymore. But it was like, I was still a size 14, but people got to remember, like, when you're tall, you can still weigh 200 pounds and maybe not look 200 pounds. But if you were like 5'4", you were 200 pounds, of course it would have been different. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like I didn't fit into the plus size community anymore because that's all I kept hearing like all the time. But now I don't even know. People don't even really say that I'm plus size. I feel like I say that I'm plus size because a lot of people just be like, you thick. And I'm like, no, when I step on the scale, I'm fat. Like, it's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And another important thing is I wear clothes that are my size.
Yeah.
I'm not squeezing myself into something I don't have no business squeezing myself into. So it's just like when I see, and I want everyone to win, but it's just like such a weird thing in the plus size community. It's like there's girls 300, 400 pounds that got like 50,000 followers. And then there's girls who are like, you know, 200 pounds and they're trying to blow up and it's like nobody's checking for them. And it's hard work. And it's like, you know, keep on with your content, keep promoting. But I just have no desire to, I guess, not necessarily be in the plus size community. I don't have no desire, I guess, to be an influencer like that. Like, if I really put my heart into it, I probably could do it. But I don't care for people to be just DMing me, like, complimenting me all day. Like, I don't feed off of stuff like that. So,
But you know, some people do. I think it's a whole, like, I don't want to say it's like an ego or a power trip, but sometimes it is. Like, these people, these influencers, they get free stuff. And they promote it, and then it's like, well, how the hell can I get free stuff? So you're in this mind frame of like, okay, if she can do it, I can do it too. But sometimes it don't work like that. Sometimes it's like maybe they did other things to get an audience, or maybe they worked hard for their audience or whatever. But I do too feel how you do with the plus size community. Like when we met, like, that's how we met. Like, I saw some videos and stuff like that. And I'm like, damn, this girl, my best friend in my head. And then I learned that you lived in Orlando. So I was like, all right, bet. Like, maybe we can meet up and be friends. So with other YouTubers that were in the plus size community, I kind of saw a divide. And seeing that divide, like, growing up and kind of trying to relate with different women, it's like, why are we on this divide when we can all be, like, plus size, confident, and conquering together.
Right. So
I guess that's the thing too with the people who subscribe to different YouTubers too. They kind of relate with YouTubers, and if they feel like YouTubers are changing, or YouTubers are like, hey, you know, I'm doing this health conscious thing for myself. And even if you're telling them, hey, you know, it's for me, like, you don't have to do this. This is for me. Those people get upset because it's like, no, girl, you were plus size with me. We gonna eat this hamburger and french fries together. We gonna be fat together. But it's like, it comes to a point in your life where, you know, you enjoy being plus size. You're confident within yourself. But sometimes you just want to make a little change for your health and for the better. And people don't see that. They're just like, oh, whatever. She want to be skinny now. She just want to change and, you know, and people, I guess, kind of got offended by how plus size YouTubers are. But things change and people change. You can't really get upset with somebody who wants to change their body.
Right. Because honestly, when people get a little bit of money, or they just, like you said, want to change their body and they lose weight, people do get mad. But it's like, baby, if I have money to get a BSG or a BBL, let me tell you this right now, I'm gonna be under the knife. I mean, I probably could get a BSG right now if I really wanted to, but I have no desire for the side effects, no desire to just,
you know, limit
my eating like that. I'm scared
with you, but girl, I am fat. Like, when I want to eat my steak and potatoes, I want to fucking,
you're not going to be able to eat those steak and potatoes, because after one bite, you're going to be full. So you might as well just be full and do it without it.
Right. They got you eating applesauce, and you got to eat ramen noodles, but you can't
And you have to take all these supplements. You have to take all these supplements and everything. It's like, I don't want to go through that. Like, I would rather, and I'm not knocking anybody who had that surgery, because some people honestly really needed it.
Right.
But some people also had the surgery and lost weight, gained the weight back. So it really almost defeats the purpose, because if you can gain the weight back and look like you never had the surgery or never had BBL, it's like you wasted your money.
Right.
So it's like, I might as well just go on a regular diet and call it a day, because you just wasted your money getting the surgery. So
that's probably why I'm like in this mindset of not doing VSG, because mm-hmm. I'm the type of person that can't suppress my eating. Like if I'm hungry, I'm gonna eat. But if I'm not, it's days where I'm just like, I'll come home from work and I'll just go to sleep. Like I'll drink a bunch of water and I'll just go to sleep.
Right.
But I can't handle a diet like how they would want you to do a diet. So I would be on the train for a BBL as long as it's safe, the doctors are clean, the facility that I stay at to kind of recover, if that's clean, they provided me with good food. I'm there with other women that are going through the same thing. Like, we can cry together and be like, oh my God, don't worry about it. We bleeding right now, but we're going to look fine as hell when we heal. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can do that, but VSG definitely isn't for me. And I, like you said, I don't knock the people who do it. Y'all, some people I know, they look real good when they get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Other people, they wasted their money. They wasted their time doing that surgery and having to heal, and you still over here eating French fries. Like, you,
right.
Your diet. You but even with the BBL.
Yeah, but even with the BBL, you have to change the way you eat.
Yeah.
You have to work out. So, I've seen people get BBLs and they still have horrible eating habits. So, it's.
Oh, wow.
And that's more money. I think a BBL. We know a BBL is more absolutely. Money because it's more maintenance. Because
it's quicker. It's
right.
quicker, too. So, yeah.
So, girl, we ain't ready yet.
I'm telling you, if I can afford a BBL, if I'm going under the knife and I'm paying that much money, listen, we doing something. We wearing a faja. We going running every
girl,
hour.
Okay.
Listen, I ain't got money to spend to be wasting. I don't got money to just throw out a window while I'm driving. No.
I know,
so if I
right.
do have a BBL, I'm just going to have to do something. I'm going to have to figure it out. I've been vegan before, so I'll change my diet just to look good. So. It's an option. So the next topic is one size doesn't fit all. How do you feel about that?
You can start with that one. Let me know what you think.
Okay. So I've seen plus size women of all shapes and sizes. My thing with it is, okay, sis, wear what you would like to wear. However, I feel that if you know it's not your size, why? That's my main thing. You know it ain't your size. You rather squeeze into it and you post these pictures. And although people shouldn't be judgmental, there's people that are out there that are really harsh critics, and you know the haters are going to hate. Like, why do it to yourself? I mean, for the attention? Is it for the followers? Is it for the fetishization of, you know, being mm-hmm. plus size and men seeing you? Like, what is the purpose behind not wearing your correct size?
I see what you're saying. I honestly be feeling like sometimes they don't notice or they don't know better. Some people don't know better, so they just think like, oh, let me put this on, I look good. And I guess at the end of the day, if you look good, then
you
it's okay.
Good?
Yeah. When I see stuff that I don't approve of, I mean, I scroll the fuck up or scroll down so fast, like I don't want to see it, because some people just really don't know how to dress. It could be from the clothes can be too damn tight, or the clothes is just awful and mm-hmm. don't, you know, is big pants. Because, you know, what did we do when we were growing up? We would wear big old jackets in 99 degree weather
mm-hmm.
and to cover up our bodies. And it's like, okay, now that we're older, you know, we've accepted our bodies and we want to show it off. I mean, it can go either way. But if it look a hot ass mess, I ain't finna say nothing.
I'm here for confidence. Like,
right.
You know, if you have the confidence, sis, go ahead. Do you. You know, if you're okay with being criticized and, you know, you can let it roll off your back, all right, go for it. But it's a thin line between what you wear and having it flatter you
mm-hmm.
and what you wear and crossing that line and it being like, whoa, like, why?
Right.
Like, what are you doing, sis? But hey, like I said, if you're confident and you can rock it, go for it. But I think, you know, it's different levels for different people too. Like, I don't know if it's just, oh, it's because, you know, I look good and I'm confident, or is it because, like, all right, cool, I'm gonna get about 1,000 new subscribers or followers if I wear.
True. Are you doing it for attention, and what type of attention? It could be the right attention, but most likely it's going to be the wrong attentions, and then you can become a meme and everybody picking on you, and now you're depressed. So, but like for me, ain't nobody going out with me looking a fool, because if I'm going to hang out with, like, you know, plus size women, we all finna be looking good from head to toe.
Right.
Oiled down, nobody gonna be like, oh, we dry, we can't dress, our hair ain't done, our makeup ain't done. That's one thing I take pride in myself. Right. I make sure when I step out the house, I look good, because I just never want to be judged for my weight. I feel like I personally, I may be, I'm pretty sure people have called me fat, but I don't really recall being like constantly being called fat or anything like that, because we're very proportioned, like we're proportioned, I guess, correctly. Can we say correctly?
Yes, we're proportioned, I guess. Right. God
and
gave
that's
us-
the thing. Yeah. Oh, that's another thing. All right, so there are plus size women like us who have, you know, tiny waist, you know, nice body, like, I guess nice body in a plus size way. Yeah. But then there are plus size women who have, you know, different shapes. Do you feel like it's a competition between plus size bodies?
I sometimes do. Yes, I will say yes, there is a competition. But I feel like too, with the whole thing, like, that draws down to or boils down to the same thing, where it's like people are clicking because, oh, we got shape over here. Nah, y'all just pure fat. Or, you know, like, nah, we thick. We thick. Knowing damn well we, okay, we might be a little thick, but we got a gut too. Or we a little thick and we got a little arm flap too. Like, so I don't know. I don't know if it's ever going to become a time where we can all, like, click together and bond. And, you know, just push each other forward. I don't think it's ever going to be a time like that. Right. I mean, we could start. We could be like, oh, let's do this movement. But it's always going to be a hater or somebody who feel like they don't fit in. Or it's just always going to be something.
Right. Yeah.
So
what's next?
Being a lazy sex partner.
All right, so for my big girls, like, I know sometimes when we having sex, it gets tiring. Like, I've noticed when I was skinnier, I went from, like, big to skinny to back big, I guess. But I didn't really start having sex till I was, like, skinnier. So I had, like, a lot of energy and everything. And then over the years, I feel like my energy just started to, like, you know, dwindle down during sex. But now I'm, like, at my peak of not getting tired while I have sex. So I guess, what tips do you have to not get tired while having sex?
Oh, Lord. What tips? I would just say to do it when you're not tired. That's for one. Because a lot of people, they wait so late and they be like, oh, let's do it now. And it's 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. You don't work the whole shift. Like, try to do it a little bit earlier. That's one. And as far as energy, I don't know. I don't take any, like, energizing pills where I'm like, oh, you can take this pill and it'll make you go all jackrabbit. Like,
right.
Like, I don't know. I feel like when I do have sex, like, I don't make it a thing or, like, oh, well, I can't do that. Oh, I can't get on top. No. We gonna get on top.
Right.
We gonna do reverse cowgirl. We gonna do, like, you know, we'll try different moves. Just don't be, like, regular with it. Because if it's always missionary, the guy gonna be like, well, dang, like, what are we doing? This is boring. Like,
right.
You gotta spice it up and just change positions. Like, and that's the type of person I am. I'm not just for one position. Like, I like to change positions. Like, right. Make it an equal thing, too. Because then you don't want him to be tired and then you be tired too. So
Girl, like for me, I would say like switch it up. Don't always have sex in the bed, and make sure if you are on top, you got a steady grip on something. Because when I'm on top, sometimes I'd be like, oh my God, like, all right, I'm done. But you know, I be pushing through. But sometimes I'm like, if I'm like on my toes, I'm like, all right, this is a workout. Like, I can't be doing it for a long time, but I make sure like I'm holding on to stuff, or like we'll get on the floor, or like just something different. Like, I can't have sex on the bed all the time because I just feel like it's not enough. Like, I don't have a good grip on things. So I just try to do it like different places. I know, ladies, sometimes our knees hurt, but give him. Give him.
Work them thighs. Do some squats, like practice.
Drink some water. But oh my gosh, like, I used to have sex with this guy, and like when we first started having sex, like, he had so much energy, but like, he would eat just bad food all the time, to the point where when it was dwindling down towards the end, to where we were stopping, like, his heart would, I'd be thinking like he was gonna have a heart attack, because he was so out of shape. And like, you know, he'll be pumping for like 5 minutes and breathing all hard, sweating all hard. Like, don't do that shit on me.
This is not a choo-choo train.
Like, you ain't about to be sweating all over me. Like, that's a negative for me. And it was like the last time we had sex, like, it was legit 6 minutes and his heart was about to bust out of his chest. So like, even for a guy, being a bigger dude, like, you got to make sure you're energized, you're, you know, you got your health in check, because if you're passing out after 6 minutes of sex, that's not good. That means you're completely out of shape. And I cannot, like, big dudes, I know y'all probably got that pound town, but y'all got to do better. You know, y'all gotta do better in that department of not getting tired, because that shit is a turnoff. And I'm like, sometimes, and it's, I don't even want to say like I don't want to have sex with a big dude, because it's not that, it's just like the energy level and being out of shape while having sex. I mean, it's a turnoff sometimes. So just, I guess people need to keep that in mind.
I agree with you too with that. To add on to, like, the person you're doing it with, they're supposed to be able to support you.
Right.
Like, if I'm on top and I'm holding on to things, of course you're going to have to hold on to something, but they should be able to support you too. So they can tell you, hey, okay, cool, you riding it right. Or no, you know, take it a little slower. Like, they're supposed to be guiding you and also supporting you too. Like, have some muscles, nigga. Like,
period. Tired ass. No. If you tired, go to work. Go to sleep. Because I ain't got time.
Facts. And don't be working me like I'm some kind of treadmill. Like,
for real.
You going to town and you sweating, and I'm over here like looking like
that. Shit is nasty to me. I'm sorry. Like, do I even sweat during sex like that? I might get a little hot, but sweat dripping off of me? Nah.
Yeah, I don't even like my own sweat, let alone somebody else sweat on me. But and if you sweating and doing all that work, it's like, you know, it's supposed to be a fulfilling experience for the both of you.
Right.
Not just one person. So being plus size and doing sexual things, you just got to spice it up. That's my thing. Even if it's no energy included, because sometimes it be days where it's like, okay, you chilling or whatever, and it's late as hell and you tired as hell. But as long as y'all spicing it up, it'll wake you up. Like, shoot, there you go. Your energy, y'all need energy because you about to get energized right now.
Right.
So, so yeah, it's all about switching things up and keeping it spicy.
I agree with that.
Yep.
All right, so what else?
The other topic that we have here is, can plus size women be in shape?
Right. Okay. I like this question, because I see a lot of people, especially like on Twitter, right? It could be a skinny girl. I saw a video on TikTok, this skinny girl eating like a whole Popeyes meal. She had like 7 different meals from Popeyes and ate it all on TikTok. Nobody said nothing. But let Lizzo eat something from Burger King, everybody gonna be in her DMs like, oh, you fat bitch, you gonna die. You gonna have a heart attack. It's like, hold up. I'm pretty sure Lizzo is working out 5 times a week, because if she on that stage doing all them damn activities that she doing and playing the flute, I'm pretty sure this woman is, you know, in great shape. So why, when a plus size woman does something, you know, she's so criticized for everything she put in her mouth, but a skinny person does the same thing and no one says anything. So my thing is, people need to understand, like, you can still be very healthy and be plus size.
Right.
Not every plus size person has diabetes or, you know, sleep apnea or everything. Mm-hmm. Like, we're drinking water, we eat salad, we just have more meat on our bones. Like, not everybody's going to be skinny.
Exactly. And some people, like, sometimes it's a hereditary thing. Like, on my mom's side, like I told you, my grandma, she was plus. And then on my dad's side, like, the women are plus. We got hips and titties and everything on my daddy's side. So it's like, on both sides, it's not that I'm saying I'm supposed to be plus size, but it's because of a hereditary thing. I'm always gonna have booty and hips. Like, my booty ain't gonna go nowhere. I can walk 25 miles every day and I'm still have some ass. So
not 25 yes, miles shape.
Of course you can be in shape and plus size, why not? And then to touch on what you said about Lizzo too, it kind of pissed me off when people were coming at her saying, you know, oh, you don't work out and stuff like that. That's just like these YouTubers, for instance. If a person comes out with a video and they're showing you only this part of their day, it doesn't negate the fact that they're not doing what you think they're not doing.
Right.
So, I mean, there's this perception is reality kind of thing out there in the world, but you can't always go by perception, because what I'm giving you as a perception, that's all you're seeing.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that just bothered me with her. And then having her have to, because she don't even have to explain herself. She's a celebrity. She got a bunch of fans. Those fans are putting money in her pocket. She ain't got to prove shit to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that pissed me off was the fact that she was like, you know what? They're going to badger me and badger me and badger me to the point where I'm just going to be like, I'm just going to lose it. So I'm just going to come out and tell y'all, look, I work out. Look, I wear a waist trainer. Like, what do y'all want from me?
Exactly.
So
it's sad. I feel like we already go through so much as a community, but being a plus size Black woman is even, it's just frowned upon, and it's been frowned upon for a long time. Like, I don't recall any other, I mean, I'm pretty sure other races bash their plus size women, but I just feel like for a long time it was just bad for us, and we're finally getting more accepted, being models, you know, being campaign people, you know, influencers. We've come a long way, but we still have a long way to go, because I'm pretty sure if me and someone with 10,000 followers, and we're both 10,000 followers, and they're skinnier than me, they might get something from a brand before me. So it's just like, but my, I'm thinking like, my personality is better. Like, what am I doing wrong? Is it my weight? Like, I don't want us to think because our weight is what's holding us back from deserving nice things. They say Black women in luxury, we want Black women to, you know, be in luxury items and purses and cars and bags, but why not the clothes?
Right.
Like, make it make
sense. Does start off with those companies too that are gonna be exclusive like that. If they're gonna come out where it's like, all right, bet, we've been doing this for so long, let's switch it up a little bit. It starts with those companies that are willing to work with plus size people, so that other companies be like, oh, well, dang, like, they booming over there.
Right.
Let's start this plus size thing. But it sucks that it has to be that way. Like, I feel like it should have been like that from jump. They see these girls out here killing the game, like, plus size and all. They don't care. They're killing it out here. And it's like, oh, well, now, because you see I'm killing it and I got all these followers, now you want to do a plus size thing? It's kind of like, I don't know. It's not discouraging, but at the same time, it's like, dang, y'all should have been did this.
Exactly. Well, I feel like we touched on some really great topics tonight. And I hope everyone listens and loves, and make sure you support the Girl Podcast, T-H-E-E-G-I-R-L Podcast.
Yes.
And it's definitely going to be more to come. We're real life friends. We're not internet friends. Yeah.
Hey, it started off that way, but yeah.
Yeah.
Real life friends. We talk about some real deal stuff.
Yeah.
So hopefully this is not the last podcast that we collaborate on.
It definitely won't be, of course. Do you want to talk about what your podcast is about?
Yes, I will touch on what my podcast is about. I should have did a podcast a long time ago. This is not even my first podcast. This is my third podcast. But this podcast is more based on me and my life and my real life experiences. So that's what the girl podcast stands for. It's an acronym for growth in real life. So it's my real life experiences where I talk about different things that go on in my life for you to hear about and you can relate. You could pass it on to your friends. Like, girl, I heard you went through this and Danny went through this too. Girl, you got to check that podcast out. Mm-hmm. That sort of thing. And kind of like get the red flags in life. Because like, I go through so much stuff and I have all these red flags. And it's like, girl, you knew what you was doing. Look at that red flag. And so I want to put my red flags out there so other girls can be like, yeah, Danny went through that. I ain't trying to go through all of that. So that's what my podcast is for.
Yep, and I love it, and definitely we're going to have more to come. We're both Black women wanting to be successful in life. Absolutely. And have love and all that other good stuff. So definitely more to come, and make sure everyone follows your page. I'm going to tag everything below. And
okay.
Yeah, so thank you guys for listening. Make sure you leave feedback on my page, her page. And that is it. So good night, everyone.
Bye, guys.